Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you want any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that is what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check it out by going to my website at www.jackieap.com. Just posted that into chat room. Once again, any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Once again, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Today's topic, the strength within you. Once again, today's topic, the strength within you. Just want to invite you, just hit me before I get started. I've written my latest blog titled The Legacy We Leave. Once again, earlier today, I've written my latest blog titled The Legacy We Leave. And I welcome you to check that out. Once again, go to the website, www.jackieap.com, and check out, and then hit the blogspot link. And that will lead you to the blog. And once again, the title of my latest blog is titled The Legacy We Leave. Once again, go to the website, www.jackieap.com. Hit on the blog spot link. And that will lead you to the blog to read that latest blog, okay? Once again, the title of today's show is The Strength Within You. Sure, those of you, majority of you should know by now that poet and author Maya Angelou passed away this morning. And you just think about her life in general. One knows I wrote a little bit about it in my blog this morning. I'm just going to talk just a little bit about that, but as I always try to focus, I focus on the reader. I focus on this person that I'm speaking to out there. I admit at first, you know, when I heard about her passing, you know, because I admit I'm not one for always one to talk about others per se. I just always try to keep my topics focused towards the reader of my blog or the listeners to this radio show. Because sometimes we can just get so trapped into seeing others and saying, oh, wow, look how great they are and they're extraordinary. But what I always try to remind you on this show is that you're extraordinary too. You're extraordinary. God placed some wonderful things in you as well, as long as you're willing to look at it and really see it for what it is. But you think about somebody like Maya Angelou or President Obama, whoever great figure that we can think of. And I wrote a little bit about the blog about how I first came across Maya Angelou, and that's through junior high school when I had to read her book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, for a class. I mean, that was the first time I ran across it. So, and just ever since then, the book has made an impression on me, because that was about her life story, and one that was filled with abuse and pain and all that, and from that she was able to rise up and become something great with the help of the Lord. You know, she wrote those great books, those great poems. I mean, led her right up in front of millions, speaking at the inauguration. You know, so, but all she did was simply what I'm encouraging you to do, and that's to recognize the strength within you. But sometimes we can get so focused in thinking, oh, everybody else is so great, but I can't be that. But you can. Be President Obama, Maya Angelou, anyone else that you can think of, they're no different from you. They had their trials and tribulations that they had to overcome and to start seeing the gifts that God has placed in them. They're no different, because we are all in this human flesh. And this flesh goes through struggles. Unbelievable struggles when you think about it sometimes. But we can still come out strong and become something great. If you'd like to comment about this topic at all, please feel free to call in. Call-in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call-in number is area code 347-202-0909, or feel free to come into the chat room and make your comments. Come to the show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Come to the show page and get in the chat room, and you make your comments there. But you think about that. The strength within you. Everybody has it. If they'll tap into it, it's a matter of do you recognize it first and foremost, and are you willing to tap into that strength? Because I swear the things in our lives, the trials, the tribulations in our lives can really overwhelm us if we let it. And we don't see anything else but those trials, but the pain, but the agony. I mean, if we let ourselves get trapped there, I mean... I mean, some people, sadly enough, stayed there throughout all of their lives. They never came out of it. But you got to ask yourself the question, do I want to be that type of person to just allow my trial and tribulations to sink me deeper into despair? See, that's a decision to not be that person. That's a decision. That's a decision. A simple, okay, maybe not simple. Let me take that back. Not hardly simple. But it's a decision that you have to decide to make. One day you got to get to that place, you know, where you're like, there's more. There's more. I can be more. I can do more. I can accomplish more. You know, God didn't give me this life, didn't bless me with this life to stay in a bad place. When you think about Jesus dying on the cross for you, you got to ask yourself the question, what did he die, what kind of life did he die for me to have? And it was, the Bible talks about abundant life. He came for you to have abundant life, a prosperous life. You got to believe that you can have that. And it can be hard when you just haven't been encouraged to do so. Whether it's by family, friends, you know, you just, in whatever way, shape, or form, you were told that you were only going to reach a certain point in your life. You're going to reach that point and not go any further. Now, you can believe that if you want to, or you can believe that the sky's the limit. You got to be willing to believe that the sky's the limit. I believe that you can have more. That there is more to life. And how are you going to get to that point? You simply got to tap into the strength within you. There's a strength within you. So many people allow the pain, the trouble, to really grip them to the point where it seems like that there's no return. But your trials and your tribulations can be used, if you decide for them to be, to strengthen you and make you better. And you'll get to the point eventually where you can look back at what you went through and say, you know what, I had to go through that to get where I'm at. That situation actually helped to build the strength within me. Some of you out there are not at that point yet. You just, like I said, you're trapped in your pain and that's all you see. But once you tap into that strength within you, you can come out of it in victory. And you'll understand the ties as you go to looking back on your life and seeing what you experienced. You'll be able to say one day, you know what, I had to go through that. Just maybe if I had some kind of different life where I didn't have as many struggles, I wouldn't be here. And you think about it, I swear, people have been in all kind of different situations, black, white, rich or poor. I mean, you can think about any situation that you want, especially the rich and poor thing. Too many of you think out there, if I just get a lot of money, my life will be trouble-free. But if you still got those demons inside you that you're dealing with, money don't matter. You know? Now, if you still got demons that you're dealing with, money doesn't matter. You're still dealing with those issues from childhood, and it's, like I said, can be overwhelming if you let it. And there's no amount of money that's going to make the difference. If you are in that bad place. Now, please know God wants you to prosper in every way, shape, or form, including financially. But you just got to be in a place where you can handle everything. Especially finances, because if you catch that windfall at the wrong time in your life, you're just gonna be back broke again, and in a worse shape. But once again, I say to you, there is a strength within you. There's a strength within you. You have the power within you to make some changes in your life. Too many times we act like we're powerless, but that's a decision that you make. You choose to be powerless. You choose to stay in your pain, in your misery. See, that's a choice. That's all a choice. You can choose to be miserable, or you can choose to come out of it. All your choice. And you got to decide within yourself what you're going to do. Are you going to stay in your pain? Are you going to use that pain to triumph and get the victory? It's all up to you. Once again, if you'd like to comment about this topic, please feel free to call in. Call in number, area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call in number, area code 347-202-0909. Or you can come into the chat room and make your comments as well. See, someone like Maya Angelou, she showed what we look at as she just seemed so powerful, you know. When you look at her, you know, she just looks somebody of great strength. But she had her struggles, and I'm sure she would have been more than happy to tell anybody about what she went through. But the most importantly, she came out of that. She didn't let those difficulties define her. That's a great thing. That's all I can say to you out there today. Don't let your difficulties define you. I mean, we've all had difficult situations to deal with. But they do not have to define you. See, all this is about choice. I keep sounding like a broken record with that word, but it really is a choice that you make. Are you going to tap into the strength within you or not? That's a choice. I mean, you out there are like, oh, I can't get out. Yeah, you can get out of it. you don't want to, because, see, stuff like that, even, you know, staying in misery, see, there's some kind of payout for that. That's why people stay in mess. Usually the payout is, what, sympathy. You know, that's the biggest one is sympathy, just to get sympathy. That's the only way you know to get attention from people is by sympathy. So you figure you talk about your problems all the time. Hey, that's some way in where to get people to listen to you. But understand, that's only going to last a short while. And then by the time you do enough of that, people are going to run when they see you come. Let me say that one more time. People are going to run when they see you come. Okay? You know, people, you know, after a while that gets very old and very tired. The way people just, they, you know, they're going to always have something to do when they see you coming. You know, just ask yourself, you know, when you make a phone call, when you're walking up to somebody, do you find them kind of scattering away from you? I swear to God, all of a sudden they got something else to do. You know, they picking up the phone, hearing it's your voice. Do people always got something to do when you come around? Or when you call them? Just might be you. I don't know. Just might be you. So, it's just one of the things we got to think about. Are you going to tap into that strength within you? Like I said, your decision. Your decision. You know, I thank God that we have great people that made that decision. And you can just see them just shining through with greatness. But please know those people had some dirt thrown on them along the way. They had some dirt thrown on them. They were able to shake that dirt off and shine and beam with pride that God created them for something great. That's what I say to all of you out there. God created you for something great. He created you for something great, something. He didn't create you just because he was bored and said, oh, well, I'm bored. Let me make a person. Yeah, he didn't make you out of boredom. Boy, maybe I should say that one more time. That opened me up, and I'm saying it. But let me say that one more time. God didn't create you out of boredom. He wasn't bored when he made you. But yet we act bored. We act bored. We can think of so many times where maybe we were bored to tears because of some reason. But think about that for a minute. God wasn't bored when he made you. He didn't make you out of boredom. He didn't go like, well, I guess I'll go make me a man. well, I guess I'll go make me a woman. You know? I mean, do you think God did that when any of us, when he was making us? Mm-mm. The Bible talks about how we are fearfully and wonderfully made. See, that doesn't sound like we were made out of boredom. does it? Bible talks about how we were fearfully and wonderfully made. You know. Yeah. God didn't put you together while he was watching The Young and the Restless, okay? You know? You know? You know? You were fearfully and wonderfully made. So what are you going to do with that? Now that you understand that you were fearfully and wonderfully made, what are you going to do with that? What's that saying goes, the gift of life was God's gift to us, but what we do with our lives is our gift to God. So, see, what you do with your life is your gift back to him. We honor and praise him for the gift of life, but what are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Are you sitting around acting bored on him? You really think about that. I mean, it's, you know, he just gave that to me just now. And some for me to, I swear to God, as I talk to y'all, I talk to myself sometimes. It's, you know, that's a revelation right there. He wasn't bored making us, so why are we acting bored on him? Say that one more time. He wasn't bored when he made us. So why are we acting bored on him? Be willing to tap into the strength within you. With that, that is all I have to say about the topic today. I hope what I said to you today has truly, truly, truly blessed your life. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, if you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, please check out what I like to call my one-stop shop, and that is my website. Go to www.jackieap.com. Once again, www.jackieap.com. I want to thank you for tuning in today. By whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful evening. And I will see you on the radio tomorrow. God bless.